29 gallons of water, 12 ounces of hops, 2 pounds of yeast, and 55 pounds of malted barley.
The beauty of the ingredients is that they're available to every brewer in every corner of the world. You know, unlike the wine world, you only have these certain geographic pockets where wine is made because wineries have to be right next to the grapes when they're harvested. In the beer world, we have the luxury of having very durable ingredients.
But no matter where beer is made, the way it's brewed is also essentially the same.
How to make beers is universally known. Whether you're doing it in your kitchen, or you're doing it at a microbrewery, or you're doing it at a 60 million barrel brewery like St. Louis.
It's a complicated process at that, but there are some key steps. The first step in making beer transforms barley. It's known as malting. Little grains of barley fill massive steel vats and are soaked in water, which allows the grains to germinate or begin sprouting.
This softens the grain and also delivers the classic malty flavor. The malty flavor you get in beer, but also other types of foods as well.
After germination, the barley is dried. The more the barley is dried, the darker and more roasted the beer tastes. The barley now gets a new name, malt. Then the malted grain is ground or milled to make a powder that is mixed with water and heated. Enzymes from the malt break down available starches and produce fermentable sugars. The resulting liquid is now called wort. This mixture is put into a vessel called a lauter tun, where the wort is separated from the grains. The wort is boiled with hops to provide bitterness and a beer's unique nose or aroma.